We have now entered the global free-for-all era, where it's save yourself, because nobody else and nothing else is coming to save you. No corporation is going to save your health. No government is going to save your freedom. No central bank is going to save your currency or your life savings. It's a free-for-all. What you're actually witnessing right now all across the globe is a mad grab for everything that's still standing. Resources, oil, minerals, silver, gold, land. I mean, what do you think Trump's up to right now? Grabbing Greenland, it's about controlling routes and resources. Venezuela, it's routes and resources. I mean, even look at China, for example, building military bases on the islands near the South China Sea in those areas. It's a free-for-all. Everybody's grabbing everything they can grab. There's no rule of law. There's no law whatsoever, not internationally. Even Samsung, bought up this defunct silver mining operation in Mexico. Going to reinvigorate that, get all the silver they can. Corporations are involved in a mad grab. Banks are trying to grab everything they can in terms of assets and get all the handouts from the Fed that they can. This is it. This is a giant grab for money, resources, and energy. And why? Why have we reached this stage now? Or why is all this happening? Because the music is about to stop. We're going to witness, I believe, a global fiat currency collapse. Many fiat currencies at the same time, or very close to each other. The dollar won't be first, I don't think. I think it could be the euro. It could be the yen. China's got currency problems. They've been printing like mad recently. Massive quantitative easing on their part. I think over $80 trillion of their currency. But yeah, the dollar itself will also eventually collapse, as will most fiat currencies. We're entering an era of a reset of the understanding of what is money and what is value. That's why the paper markets are topsy-turvy right now. Massive volatility, because paper isn't real value. Paper, silver, ETFs, even Bitcoin ETFs, they have really zero long-term value because of counterparty risk. What matters is the stuff you have. Do you really control the oil wells? Do you really control the mines? Do you really have the gold, the silver, the oil, whatever it is? The land, the ports, the canals, like Panama Canal. Do you really have it? Do you have the rare earth minerals that are needed to manufacture military weapons? Do you have it? If you don't have it, go home. Because it's all coming down to this mad dash. And why? Well, not only has the delusional era of fake money and fake value and fake everything, that era is coming to an end, but also it's a grab in preparation for war. We're going to go into an era of global warfare. In fact, we've already entered it. Trump's right there playing the war games right now. He just did with Venezuela. He's about to do it with Greenland, and there are many other examples coming. But probably there will be war escalating with Russia, and then additional war escalating with China at some point. And Trump is going to do the best he can, I suppose, to gather up as many minerals and resources as he can find. But at the end of the day, the U.S. doesn't have enough to be competitive with either Russia or China in any kind of a drawn-out conflict. So almost certainly, the victor of this war is going to end up being, well, China. Russia will hold its own. China will emerge as the dominant global power. I don't think there's anything that Trump can do to stop that. I mean, Trump can assert and project power in the Western Hemisphere. Yes, he can control Panama. He can control Venezuela. He can maybe even control much of Canada if he wants to. But he's not going to be able to defeat China or weaken China. You can't do a regime change in China like they're trying to do in Iran. And even that's not working either. So as I see it, this is America's last desperate attempt to maintain Western hegemony in the world, maintain the dollar dominance, maintain U.S. military dominance, and it's all going to fail. And let's look at why. Number one, Trump's tariffs are motivating other countries to stop using the dollar. Number two, Trump's economic sanctions against other countries, well, some of those were Biden's sanctions, and some were even Obama's sanctions that are still pending. Those sanctions are encouraging other countries to find a different settlement system outside the dollar. Number three, the U.S. is decades behind on military technology compared to Russia and China. Even Iran has advanced missiles that are on par with U.S. missile technology. And Russia's hypersonic missile technology and Oreshnik missile technology is at least a decade ahead of the United States. China also has achieved massive efficiencies in low-cost hypersonic missile engineering and design and manufacturing that allows them to make hypersonic missiles for as little as, I think, $100,000, which is less than one-tenth the cost of what America would spend on the same kind of technology. Reason number four, I don't believe that America can be industrially reinvigorated. Now, interestingly, I just interviewed Tom Luongo on this very point, and Tom Luongo differs from me on this view, and I respect Tom's analysis, so it's worth considering, of course. Tom thinks that Americans can be retrained to work in the new factories, but, you know, I've hired and fired young Americans, and I don't think that they want to work. I don't think they have a work ethic, they don't have a work discipline, and they don't have even basic skills that you and I might take for granted for the most part. There are exceptions to this, of course. There are some very capable young people. But by and large, the younger generations don't know how to do anything with their hands because all they've ever done is, social media on their mobile phones. So they don't have basic hand-eye skills or even reading skills. Illiteracy is widespread and there's not a strong work ethic. So I don't think that we can just suddenly build factories and put millions of Americans back to work. Then again, Tom disagrees with me on this point, and maybe there's an element of both of us being right. Maybe the answer is somewhere in the middle, but I'm not convinced yet. So we'll just have to wait and see what that looks like. Reason number five. Regardless of what Trump is doing internationally, the American people are suffering under extreme inflation. And that's because of all the money printing, which is a massive government fraud, laundering operation, obviously. And because of this, the American people are increasingly impoverished. They cannot afford food nearly as much as they used to be able to. They can't afford rent. They can't afford house payments. They can't afford health insurance, etc. The cost of living is rising dramatically. And all these things that Trump is doing, such as taking over Venezuela or threatening to take Greenland, this isn't going to help Americans be able to afford the things that they need to live on. It's not going to make life in America any more affordable. And that's going to work strongly against the GOP in the coming midterms. And I don't know what's going to happen in the midterms. Some days I think that the GOP is going to get blown out, because of the stupid things that they're doing. Other days, I think that the Democrats are even dumber and are so horrifically bad that people will reject the Democrats even more. So even my own view of what's going to happen keeps wavering day to day. So I don't know. But one of the things that Tom told me is he believes that the vote fraud has been largely rooted out of the system. I'm not convinced of that yet, but I'm open to that idea. Patrick Byrne told me that part of the reason Trump went after Venezuela was to attack the headquarters of the black box voting fraud with the vote machines. And I hope that's the case. But my answer to both of those men would be, hey, if the Democrats count the votes in their own districts, and if they're committed to cheating, they're going to find ways to cheat. They're just going to print ballots and stuff ballots regardless of what the machine is doing or regardless of what Trump is doing. The vote fraud is still going to happen. So Tom Luongo told me, and I actually agree with this point because I've said the same thing as well, that probably Trump will have the military count the votes. Yeah, that probably needs to be done. We need the military to count the votes, especially in the blue cities, because you can't trust Democrats. They will always cheat. They are cheaters. By definition, Democrats cheat. That's the only way they stay in power. So I think we need the military to run the ballot counting. And in order to do that, though, Trump needs an emergency, a big emergency, to justify troops counting the votes. So what kind of emergency would that be? Well, probably seeing the radical left go even more insane and have an armed uprising, or an attempted armed uprising. It probably won't be very successful, but they might try it. And so that's probably coming. And I think Trump actually sort of tactically needs that to happen in order to declare the emergency and deploy the troops before Election Day. So I'm predicting that we're going to have a real civil uprising probably by summer, maybe during the summer or maybe before the summer. And this is also going to harm confidence in the U.S. economy. And that's going to shake global confidence in investing in the U.S. Infrastructure. So for all those companies that Trump is saying, hey, they're going to invest all this money into factories. Well, if the cities are burning, you know, who wants to invest money in the factories? You see, so this could be a problem. And also, who's going to have continued confidence in the dollar when the dollar is rapidly eroding because of all the money printing and because of civil revolt in America? So it's a very careful balancing act. It's almost as if Trump needs just enough civil revolt to declare an insurrection and use the military to count the votes, but not so much of a revolt that the cities burn and foreign investors flee. So I don't know where that middle ground is. It's like, I don't know, it's a polite revolt or something, half-revolting revolt. I don't know. But I guess we're going to find out if that's achievable. Now, in essence, a lot of people say Trump is winning right now, you know, because of defeating Maduro and seizing assets from Venezuela, seizing Greenland, etc. They think Trump is winning, and they say this is good for America. But are the lives of the American people any better? Are the American people able to afford more? Are they holding their jobs or losing their jobs overall? How are the people doing? Are they happier or are they more angry or more defeated? And I dare say the answer to this is not good. The American people right now are not doing very well. Costs are going up, incomes are going down. They're losing their jobs. Some of it's AI replacement, some of it's just economic implosion. Trump's tariffs, I would argue, are making this far worse. Trump's tariffs are resulting in job losses and product scarcity, as well as inflation. Nobody believes the government's official numbers on inflation that just came out at 2.7%. That's a laughable clown show joke. And the fact that Trump and his press secretary are out there saying, oh, inflation is only 2.7%. It proves the tariffs didn't cause inflation. Yeah, actually, it proves that you are mathematical idiots, because you don't obviously know anything about numbers and stuff and inflation and the cost of living, because I guess none of those people ever go buy their own food anywhere. They never go shopping. They never have to buy insurance. So, or they're just lying. In either case, we know that inflation is getting worse. We know that the day-to-day experience of living in America is getting worse for more people, not better. I mean, just think about the people you know. Are they doing better or worse compared to 2 years ago or 5 years ago? Most people are doing worse. Not everybody, but most. Most people can't afford what they used to be able to afford. People are downsizing. They're selling off homes or cars or whatever. They're cutting back on discretionary spending, and that's being seen across the economy. I don't know of any retailers who are doing better other than like dollar stores, because people are rushing for low cost, low end products that they can afford. But the bottom line is the American people are not doing better. So unless Trump manages to turn that around in the next what, 11 months or 10 months, then it's not going to look good for the GOP on Election Day. And the other factor in all of this is that why should anybody support the GOP when the GOP hasn't managed to arrest anybody who engaged in treason against this nation? Nobody's been arrested and charged with election interference for rigging the 2020 election, including Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Google was involved in election rigging. They committed treason. And instead of them being arrested, they get invited to the White House. So instead of Trump holding these leaders responsible for their actions, he rewards them with multi-trillion dollar contracts to give them more technology and power over the American people, even though they committed treason. And that's very frustrating for former Trump supporters to witness. Like, hey, we voted for Trump to come in and clean house, arrest the traitors. Remember, build the wall, lock her up. Well, the lock her up part has been completely abandoned at this point. And yes, Trump and Tom Homan have removed perhaps as many as 2 million illegals out of the country, but that's less than 10% of the number of illegals that were brought in under Biden and Mayorkas. You know, 20 million or more. Well, especially if you count some of the Obama years as well. So you could argue there's some progress, but not enough. We're going to find out, though, this coming November. We're going to find out where we are in this country. And there's a lot that can happen between now and then, so I can't call it yet. But I will say the GOP have not given me any compelling reason to vote for them this year. And the Democrats certainly have not given me any kind of reason to switch and vote for them either. So if the election were held today, I wouldn't vote at all. Maybe that will change between now and November. But I'm not going to play this game of just, oh, you have to vote for the Republicans because they're the lesser of two evils. Yeah, I'm tired of voting for two evils. I'd like to vote for somebody that's actually going to keep their promises and do what they said and work for America instead of some other foreign nation that controls the entire administration. How about that? But in any case, I guess we're going to see. We're going to see where all this goes. Bottom line, stay prepared, decentralize, make sure you're squared away with your own money, which would be gold and silver, maybe private crypto. Have your own land, have your own house, own it free and clear, have the title to it, grow your own food as much as you can, create your own medicine or stockpile it, have your own knowledge, use our AI tools at brightanswers.ai for your AI answer engine, your research engine, or brightlearn.ai for your book creation engine, and now 20,000 books that have been created there, and they're all available free of charge. So take advantage of these tools. Also, brightnews.ai is our new news website. It used to be called censored.news. Now it's brightnews.ai that has AI analysis of the news, and some more features are coming soon. So check it all out. Use the tools. Stay informed. Get off grid. Decentralize. Whether I'm right or wrong on any particular point doesn't really change the strategy. Let's just prepare for things to get crazy ugly. Prepare for civil war. Prepare for international war. Prepare for supply chains to crater. Prepare for the power grid to not be reliable, etc. If you prepare for all those things, you're going to be ready for whatever's coming. Good or bad or somewhere in between, it's going to be ugly. Just get prepared. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.